KFA-FGS. My dream.
Connected to CMN Network. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
KF8-FGS, I think you have the call right. Whiskey, Bravo 8, Papa, Papa, Bravo, WD8-PPD, Don, and DeWitt.
Good morning, Don. Yes, this is KF8-FSG. David here. We're finding good signal. Good morning. Please say it, call again.
All right, I've got it as KF8-FSG. And I think you said the name was David. Name here is Don. Located in DeWitt, Michigan, just north of Lansing, south of St. John's. My call is Whiskey Bravo 8. Papa, Papa, Bravo, WB8PPD.
Roger that, WB8PPD. Again, this is David. We're in Utica, Michigan, down between Pontiac and Mount Clemens. And my call again is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Foxtrot Golf Sierra. That's Foxtrot Golf Sierra because we're finding good signal.
All right, David, I got it this time. KF8-FGS is in Sierra. So real good. Don't know why you're up so late. But I had a corneal transplant and kind of painful in my eye right now. And, of course, I've got a shield over my eye. I have to lay on my back. I can't lay on my side like I'd like to, except for potty breaks and food breaks. But I really need to lay on my back as much as possible. So that's what's keeping me up. And tried to get a little sleep, but I'm afraid I'm sleeping during the day instead of at night. So David, what are you up to tonight?
Well, actually, I got up about, 3:30. Or so, and I couldn't sleep. My wife's out of town, and I've been doing a bathroom remodel here, and while she's gone, and I'm just trying to get it done, and not getting very good sleep. The dogs aren't getting good sleep, you know, when Mama's gone. Nobody sleeps well. But I'm starting to hear that you're suffering. It's amazing technology, this corneal transplant. That's absolutely amazing that they can do that sort of thing. Back to you, Don.
David, when I release the microphone, I'm hearing an echo. Is my signal okay to your station?
Yeah, I got you 5x9 here for sure. Really good, strong signal, and you know, full signal and full modulation. I'm talking on the Mount Clemens repeater, W88MAC. You're on, November 8 Oscar Bravo uniform out of Lansing, correct? Yes, you sound great. Sound great.
Yeah, Dave, that's correct. I'm coming out of, I know they have a link somewhere in South Lansing. My daughter moved from, if you're familiar with the Michigan area, my daughter moved from Taylor to Okemos, and I live in DeWitt, so she has a cat, and she travels for her work. This week she was in Washington, D.C. Before that she was in Tampa. Before that she was in Washington. So she travels all over for her job. And she used to pay to have her cat fed. And she's got one of those fancy litter box things you've probably seen on TV that the cat goes into the litter box and it senses when he goes in and cleans the litter and leaves all the bad stuff in a little pan. And it's very simple to clean and works really well. You just have to get the cat to go in it, which really is not a big problem. So, but she needs somebody to feed him. And she used to pay, when she lived in Taylor, she used to pay somebody to feed him. Well, now that she lives so close to DeWitt, Mom and Dad go over and take care of the kitty. I know the breed, but I can't think of it right this second. But anyway, he's a long-haired orange cat, and very friendly, very young, very loving. Oh, he purrs really loud. And our cat died 2 years ago, and we just have not replaced him yet. I've had probably 3 or 4 cats in my life, big responsibility. Not sure we want to do it at this moment, so we've kind of been stalling. But we go over and feed the cat and take care of him. Boy, he's a sweet cat. I try to take pictures and post them on the Close Can TV net whenever I can. KFGSWDATBB.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, pets can be loving. I had a cat that had to put it down. Oh, it's been a while. I had it for 23 years, and it had a loud purr motor. If you're talking on the phone, and say the animal was sitting, at your feet, and purrs, a lot of people would say, "What's that sound?" Just my cat purring. We had 3 schnauzers since we had the cat, and they all aged out over, how it goes, pets are. So I got 2 more schnauzers. I got from the same litter from a breeder in Homer, Michigan, over there the other side of Spring Arbor on the south over towards Litchfield area and the Three Rivers. And these 2 run around the yard like they're on either end of the same bone. It's pity the squirrel that drops into the yard because they tear them up. WDAPPB, this is KFASGS.
I had a black cat with a little bit of white on his neck and on his head, and came home from lunch one day, and he was lifeless. I had him for about 3 years. I adopted him from a company that adopts cats. So had all his shots, and he was neutered. But I came home on my lunch hour and found him dead. So my daughter got a cat. It's a condo that she moved into wouldn't accept pets, so we adopted that cat from her. He was just a little tiny kitty. He wasn't even 2 years old. And, he took to us like unbelievable. He was one good kitty. Slept with me every night. Come in and sometimes he'd sleep down by my feet, and then other times he'd come up by my head. We have, instead of having doorknobs in the bedrooms, and we have levers, and boy, he learned real quick how he could stretch his body out, put his weight on that lever and pull it down, and boy, he could get into any room he wanted to get into, any time he wanted to. I thought that was kind of funny that a cat would learn how to do that, but, you know, they're amazing creatures to begin with. But, boy, he, one day, I think he was about 14 years old, and he started not eating and acting funny. So we took him to the vet, and they didn't have an ultrasound machine, so we took him to another vet in East Lansing, and they said he has a lemon-sized growth in his intestine, and they suggested that we put him to sleep. So my daughter and I, well, I'll never do that again, David. My daughter and I watched as they kind of drugged him up first, and while he was good and drugged up, then they gave him the final shot in his hind leg to put him to sleep. And, oh, my gosh, I don't ever want to go through that again. KFA, got it written down, GS, or FGS, this is WBA, PPD.
Yeah, we do, Don, we do tend to get attached to our pets. I, you know, put down, you know, any number of dogs and cats, and I had birds for life. I had birds for a while. That was interesting. I had 20 birds. I had turned the dining room into an aviary because it had east and south windows. That was in another life. I had, I was married for a long time to a gal that got sick and passed. And birds were her thing. Birds and model trains, of all things. So, yeah, I know about having to put them down. It's tough. And after she passed, well, I had one bird left, and it was a double yellowhead Amazon parrot that could talk. And I met this lady and introduced her to this bird. This is Barbara, who's now my wife. And introduced her to this bird. Now, this bird, well, standing on your finger, and it's a pretty big bird, you know, a little smaller than a crow, but it would give you a kiss, and you'd ask it for a kiss, and it would touch your lips with its beak. So I said, well, here you go, give Barbara a kiss. That bird reached out and grabbed a hold of her lip, did a bite down, just had a hold of it. If she had jerked away, it would have hurt, but she just stood there, and that bird was counting coo, said, I know who you are, and you just better watch it around here, lady. That was hilarious, Bob. KF8FGS, back to you.
Oh, yeah, David, I'm familiar with birds. One of I worked at a truck dealership, an international harvester truck dealership, and one of the owners had a parrot, and he'd invite me over to his house for dinner all the time, and that bird owned the living room, sat on its little pedestal, and boy, he could talk up a storm, and then he and his wife ended up getting divorced, and I think he moved in with his parents, and she got the bird. And then I was, then I met a woman, a younger woman, that had a pair, gosh, I think I would know. I think it was a parrot. And his name was the pedestrian. And all he would do is walk. He had his wings, he could fly, but he walked. They called him the pedestrian. And if I happened to be laying in bed, the pedestrian had to be in bed with me, walking up and down the mattress, doing his thing no matter what time of night it was. So that was kind of weird. That relationship didn't last very long, let me tell you. But she decided she wanted to go to Florida to see her daughter. And she didn't want to go because of the bird. So I cleaned, while she was at work, I cleaned the cage and got everything ready and took him over to my house and got him accustomed to my house. And I said, okay, look, the bird's in his cage, he's at my house, he's happy, and I think you need to take 2 weeks off and go to Florida and see your daughter. So he trusted me pretty well. He'd stand on my finger and stand on my shoulder, and he could talk, but he didn't enjoy talking, but he could talk. But, you know, I've got a bunch of pictures of that bird, and I've looked on 3 of my computers, and I cannot find those pictures. But I think I probably got them on maybe a CD or something. But, yeah, I don't want to own a parrot. They're too expensive. They do one thing real well. That's poop. And they poop all the time. And they eat a lot of food that they're not supposed to eat, like peanut butter and nuts and stuff like that. But when they're being good, they're a lot of fun. KFAFGS from WBA-PPB. Back to you, Dave.
Yeah, the birds are really smart. I never really knew a bird could have a personality, but these did. And my wife, she was, her and one of her girlfriends, they both had birds, and they developed a little show that they would do for their children at like vacation Bible school in the summer. And, you know, with the birds doing tricks and dancing and talking and interacting with the children. And of course, kids is over the moon, you know, little children over the moon, that they got a bird standing on their fingers. And the birds were, you know, they weren't mean. You know, they were very docile and depending. So I had a blue and gold that, like you, when you said walk around, I'd forgotten about this bird. The house, it was too big to fly in the house. And although it could fly, but it was just too big. You know, his wingspan, and he would walk around on the ground. Well, actually, it was a she, because she laid a few eggs, but laying kind of flat with a tail out long behind her and neck sticking out way in front as she walked along the floor. She was probably, you know, oh, I don't know, 30 inches long, you know, from her tip of her nose to the tip of her tail when she was walking like that. But that's a cool name for a bird, pedestrian. Yeah, they're pretty wild creatures. KFAFGS, back to you, John.
Well, Dave, with a KFA call, that would be a lot newer than me. I was first licensed in 1974, 5 words a minute CW for my novice and 13 words a minute for my general. So I at one time could copy Morse code. Oh, I could probably do E's and I's and R's and some of the simple stuff, but to actually sit down and copy 10 or 13 words a minute would be, I'd have to study a little bit for that. But, I'm just curious, Dave, how long have you had your license and what equipment are you using? I have lots of equipment. Some I inherited from my father. Some I bought new. For my HF rig, I've got a Yaesu FT-897D, which is an all-band, all-mode radio. And that's hooked up to a off-center-fed dipole. And then I have some really old stuff. I have a Yaesu FT-901DM, which is just 6 through 80 meters, all band, all mode, tube type transceiver. And I having a little problem here. I have that hooked to a Hustler 4 BTV vertical in the backyard with 16 radios laid down. And the vertical works really well. the thing I like, I've added a very simple, non-commercial, very simple, take a piece of 2-inch plastic by 12 inches long and drill a hole in it the exact same size as the radiator, would be about 1.25 inches, and slide it down over the top. And just hold it in place with a band clamp is all you really need to do. And then drill a hole on each end, and that and run a vertical wire up with a spring on the end of it to keep it tensioned. And you can run 12 meters. And then on the other side of that piece of plastic, you can run 60 meters. So you can run 6, 10, 15. You can run 6, 10, 15, 20, 40, all the bands. It doesn't do 80. 80 on a vertical is, just doesn't work. Can't get enough height. But it does 40 and 20 and 15 real well. So I enjoy it. I've got 16 radials. They're not buried. They're just laid on top of the grass. And the grass just kind of sucks up the wire. I've got them pinned down with aluminum stakes. But works pretty good. I'm happy with it. And so I've got both a vertical and an off-center fed dipole. And I do have a tower, but I don't have any HF antennas on the tower. I've got a Mosley TA-33 tri-bander that has to have the traps repaired. And I guess Mosley will sell you whatever part you want to buy. So maybe this summer I'll get that tri-bander up on the tower. I have two I have two rotors for it, or one rotor for that antenna and another rotor for another antenna, so I've got two of them. And they've been reworked, re-greased, and ready to go. So got a lot of antenna work coming up this summer. KF8, FGS, this is WB8, PPB, Don in Lansing.
Well, very good, John. Sounds like you got quite a setup. Me personally, I got involved back in the late 60s, and but then, you know, life came along, and kids, and career, and, you know, my wife is more interested in boats and things than radios, so I got away from it. Never really did much with it, and then here just this past December, as soon as I started studying back in August, and then in December when the government reopened, I took the first test offered at the Hazel Park Amateur Radio Club. So I got my technician at that time. And as far as equipment, I've got a Anytone 578 EMR analog in the mobile, and then I bring it in the house. I'm not using it right now. I'm struggling to program it. One of the guys at the club said he had a code plug for it. But as far as in my base here, I've got an HT, and it's 8-watt HT, and I like building things, so I built a simple J-pole during the winter, and I got tired of waiting around because the weather had changed. I get tired of waiting around for the weather to change, and I took a shovel right up near the house where the frost, there was no frost, and I stomped it in the ground, and I strapped this J-pole on there, and it's up about 10 feet to the tip in the air. It's got real good match, and I talk all over Detroit metropolitan area with that thing, and there's a repeater receiver about 15 miles from me, and that's what I'm talking off of right now. But, the guys are telling me, oh, you got to buy this diamond antenna, or this comet, or this tri-bander. saw this, I said, well, I don't know, this is working pretty good, and I'm planning on putting it up on my house. I have a two-story house with a chimney, and we'll be mounting it on that, and it will be it'll be up about 35 feet off the ground. That'll put me about close to 700 above sea level, so that won't be too bad. That won't be too bad, I'm hoping. I'm excited about it. I'm having a good time. KF8FGS. That's you. WBA-PBB.
KF8FGS from WB8PPD. Well, I'll tell you what, those copper J-poles work pretty good. They're easy to build, they don't cost a whole lot of money, and they work really well. If you get, you know, get them 20 feet in the air. Lansing is funny. Lansing has the 539 and the 9-4 and the 8-2. And for years, the 539 was located in Okemos, but the Okemos Tower got refurbished, rebuilt, and so they took the antenna off and moved it to Potterville. And it worked really well in Potterville for a long time. And then when the Okemos Tower got finished, well, of course, then they moved the repeater back to Okemos at 500 feet, and there's a scratch, a noise, and the people in charge have done everything they can to figure out where the scratch is coming from. If it's coming from the repeater, or maybe possibly I know there one of the TV stations is on that same tower. There's a lot of antennas on that same tower that could be causing a scratch. So, yeah, it's frowned upon with the amount of money that they've spent. It's not like we don't have money. We have lots of money. We may need to hire a tower climber and see if he can figure out where the scratch is coming from. Because when the scratch is not there, oh my gosh, it's an alligator. I mean, you can hear it 60 miles away, no problem. But when the scratch comes, the thing's just about worthless. We're involved in Slow Scan TV, and we send pictures back and forth every Sunday night at 8 o'clock. And boy, oh boy, when that scratch is going crazy, we have to change frequencies because the pictures just won't come out well with that scratch in there. So they're either going to have to fix it, or probably the money's going to fall off. I don't know. But we have two other backup repeaters. But what's happened is with the bad vibes on the three VHF repeaters, everybody's moved to a UHF repeater called the Aurelius repeater. And me, we never had UHF frequencies from the time I got licensed until today. So I don't have any UHF equipment. Well, in fact, I do have a Baofeng, and I do have a Yaesu FT-897, which of course does UHF as well. So I shouldn't say I don't have UHF equipment. I do have. Man, I'll tell you what, all the traffic that used to be on the 539 has moved over to the Aurelius machine, and the 539 is just dead, all because of that scratch. It's a shame they can't fix it. But, you know, you talk about handheld, Dave. We used to do the March of Dimes where you would have a sheet of paper with addresses on it, and when they called you on the radio and told you to go pick up number 3, you'd go get the money and take it to the bank. And we had There's a river in Lansing, and they do what's called the River Walk, and they would use amateur radio for security. And boy, if you had an HT, you were right there on the River Walk, making sure nobody got hurt, nobody got lost, and all that stuff, Dave, seems to be just drying up. And so now the HTs have just become worthless. I mean, I have a really nice Kenwood HT, but my gosh, I just don't ever use it anymore. But I'm using Yaesu FT2980 into a tram 1480, about 30 feet in the air. And that works really good for me. I can hit whatever repeater I need to hit for that. I do have a tower. I just haven't moved the tram antenna over to the tower yet. My tower climbing days are over, so I'm going to have somebody do that for me. But I don't know. Ham radio back in 20 years ago was a lot more active, a lot more things to do, and a lot of those things have been dropped off. And that's kind of a shame because, you know, people really enjoy being active, and then, you know, we haven't had a swap in a couple of years, so we don't know if that's going to happen this year or not. Back to you, Dave. KF8FGS from WB8PPB.
Yeah, KF8FGS here. Yeah, the I joined the Macomb County Amateur Radio Public Service Corps here a few months ago, and everybody has an HT, and they're, you know, these guys that do Skywarn and whatnot, which you're probably familiar with, and we're involved with the siren testing in the different cities through our county, and the hospitals are real excited. We have one of our repeaters is at a hospital in Warren, Michigan, and they're all excited because we can provide comms, you know, when they've had a problem in the past where everything went down, you know, from tornadoes and stuff, and they're all excited, and we're going to do a couple of sets this year, practicing with that, and I've always been involved in things of that nature, and I appreciate the efforts that people do. I think cell phones, I think, were a big part of the problem with, because there were so many, you know, and cell phones became so popular that everybody and their brother had one or two. And, you know, it was direct communication. But, I don't know, with today and age, I think the radio's coming back. AM is going to come back strong. The ARRL, at the Hazel Park Club meeting the other night, they had a Zoom meeting, but the fellow from that covers this district, he's out of Ohio, I forget his name, Scott, some other buddy, but he said as far as swaps, they used to be limited to how many swaps a club could have, and they removed that limitation, and now they've actually, if a person re-ups,
I lost you, Dave, at re-up. Yeah, I lost you, Dave, at re-up.
And KE4ZYQ.
NK4 station, this is WP8PPV. Name is Don, go ahead.
Yeah, the name over here is Joe Julian Oscar Echo over in Clinton Township, running a 991A and an attic antenna from KE4ZYQ.
Pardon me, I'm trying to find my writing instrument, and it should be right where I left it, and of course I cannot find it, so hold on one second, I'll just use this pencil. Okay. Could you give me your call and your name one more time?
Yep, no trouble. It's Kilo Echo 4, Zulu, Yankee, Quebec. The name here is Joe Juliet Oscar Echo in Clinton Township. Coming through the Mount Clemens repeater, KE4ZYQ.
KE4ZYQ, Joe from WBAPPD. Name is Don, located just north of Lansing in a little burb called DeWitt. And the only difference between Lansing and DeWitt is the property taxes seem to be a little bit higher in DeWitt, so who knows. But I had eye surgery this week. I had a corneal transplant, and my eye is a bit painful, and I can't seem to get to sleep. So here it is, 5 o'clock in the morning, and I haven't been to sleep all night. Why in the world are you up so late?
I just wondered if the other station there is going to come back in if he broke his radio, burned out the finals or something. Well, I'm up at this time because I'm a retired senior citizen due to some health issues that aren't too bad, but not enough to be not working anymore for quite a while now. So I'm just up and appreciating life and don't have a schedule to speak of, so not always up this early or up through the night, but hey, sometimes you fall asleep during the day and it throws your whole calendar, your whole clock off. KE4ZYQ.
Good
morning, Joe. This is David.
Yes.
KFA.
Dave,
are you
back?
Yeah, good to hear you out this morning, Joe.
Yeah, you both doubled exactly the same. Dave came through. I heard you both. Go ahead, Dave, and then pass it over to your friend there. And this is Joe, Juliet Oscar Echo from KE4ZYQ. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, well, very good. Like I say, good to hear you out there, Joe. Don and I have been racket jawing for half an hour or so here. I just, you know, I got up, woke up, and just thought I'd turn the radio on and throw out the call and on the repeater. And he came back. I was tickled. So we've had quite a few shows here. Had quite a few shows. And talking about Don's station, Don was did quite a station. He's been involved here since the early 70s, kind of like I was, but he stayed with it where I dropped away and then just now getting back into it. This is KF8FDF. Back to you, Don, WB8PBB.
Thank you, Dave. KB4. Joe, I didn't get your call. If you could give that to me, please. I went to the eye doctor and told them that I was having trouble seeing. They said, well, you've got really bad cataracts in both your eyes. So then they determined that your left eye is dominant, all right? And I am quite involved in the shooting sports. But, you know, I never realized maybe that my left eye was dominant. I never, you know, figured that out. So they said, okay, well, we're going to do your left eye first. So they did cataract surgery on my left eye, woke up in surgery, and I could not see. Very disappointed. So that doctor sent me to Grand Rapids to a surgeon that did a corneal transplant, and that was done on the 5th, and I went back to see him again on the 6th, and then I went back to see him again yesterday, and he says everything's fine, everything looks good. My sight came back, today would be Friday, my sight came back Wednesday, not perfect, but I can see my laptop And while we were driving back and forth to Grand Rapids, I could I didn't need my glasses. I could see the cars on the road. So my eyesight's pretty much come back. I passed the eye test yesterday. He told me I could pass a Michigan driver's test if I needed to. So my eyesight's not 100%, but it's pretty good right now. And then the other thing is my gallbladder's been acting up, so I'm scheduled for gallbladder surgery on the 15th. So I'll tell you what, I've been retired from work for 20 years now, and it just seems like one thing's breaking after the other, so hopefully all this stuff will get fixed. Let's see, we got Joe, KE4. I've got it written out down as ZIQ. Correct me if that's wrong. Over to you.
Yep, leaving a little space there. Kilo Echo 4, Zulu, Yankee, Quebec. Well, you're not alone. I had cataract surgery years and years ago, and it did pretty well for what I had down in Tennessee. I lived down there with my wife for a while. I met her up here, and then we moved down there for a job opportunity and weather, and her parents retired from up here and moved down there in Tennessee to Jackson area, Lexington area. So we went to visit them, and we thought, well, why don't we work down here? Better weather, better opportunity for work. She's an RN, or was an RN, and I worked in physical therapy. So now I'm retired and kicking back and ham radio and doing things. But, guys, I got to get up and get a washcloth. My right eye is burning. Got some oil or something, and I got to get a washcloth, cold washcloth, get that fixed. So I'll jump back in if you're still on here through the Mount Clemens repeater and just chat a little bit more if you're going to. From Kilo Echo 4, Zulu, Yankee, Quebec, over to the other gentleman, and I'll be back. 7-3 for now.
Kilo Echo 4, ZYQ. Yeah, good to hear you, Joe. Yeah, take care of business. This is David, KFAFGF, on the CISO here with Don. Yeah, I've only been retired for about 3 years, and and I've been fortunate. I was a plumber by trade, so I was always pretty active. I got the gallbladder stones I carry around, and my ears ring like crazy, can't hardly hear, and I got cataracts forming, you know. I got a cortisone shot yesterday for arthritis and my wrist, so, yeah, things start breaking down. John, back to you, W8PTV from KFAFGS.
KFAFGS from WB8PTV. Well, I'll tell you, Dave, when the gallstone blocks the tube and backs up the bile, I get nauseous, diarrhea. I've spent more time in the hospital in the last year than I care to talk about. And so I'm scheduled to have the gallbladder removed on the 15th of April. And we'll see what happens. He said, you know, these symptoms are not always gallbladder-caused symptoms. So, you know, I can take the gallbladder out, but not guaranteeing that your nausea and your diarrhea and your vomiting is going to go away. It may be something else. So, I don't know. I've spent, 3 days at a time in the hospital, 4 times now in the last year. So, know all the nurses, know all the kids, know their husbands' names, know their shift. I guess I know the nurses way too well. But I can see now, so I'm happy about that, the fact that I can see. Because, boy, oh, boy, a month ago, I could not even watch TV. It was so bad. So I'm doing good. wasn't very happy with the surgery. The anesthesiologist told me that she was going to keep me comfortable. And I kept telling her I'm not comfortable. And she said, you're had the most anesthesia that you can have. We don't want you to go to sleep. We want you to be awake. So, yeah, I kind of was upset about that. I figured they'd put me to sleep and I wouldn't even know what was going on, but that was not the case. But anyway, things are starting to come back and I can see again, so I'm pretty happy. But, well, we're talking about Parks on the Air, and I've never done it. I have all the equipment. I don't have the battery, but I do have a small generator that I've used before for field day that would work for me. And I have a Wolf River coils vertical with 20 radios to put down around it. So that works pretty well. And then the guy that I'm going to go with, who also has never done Parks on the Air, is going to go with an NFED. So we'll see how the two different antennas work. I'm going to take my ST897D, which is both 110 volt and 12 volt DC, either way, just a different cable. So we'll have a couple of radios there. I think he's got a G90, but I'm not sure. Of course, the 897 will put out 100 watts with no problem, if we can get a full battery. So should have a lot of fun. Haven't narrowed down the date yet, but if the rain holds off and we get another 40-something degree day, we're going to try to hit the park and get our feet wet with that. So I'm going to turn it back to Joe, KE4ZYQ, if you're there. Back to you, Joe. Yeah, go ahead, Dave.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
KE4ZYQ, everyone disappear?
Hi, Joe. This is David, KF8FDS. Somebody else came in, and somebody in Steve, and then fellow Don that we were at the QSO going with. He went away for a minute. I'm just trying to be patient. He may come back. I went and took another cup of coffee. You know how that goes. KF8FDS. Back to you, KE4ZYQ.
Yep, I had to take care and still taking care of this right eye that's, you get a little oil or something, and if you wipe your eye, get oil in your eye on the cornea, and it starts burning, and you have to take a cold washcloth or something. I don't think I have any sterile saline left over from contacts, but I got to keep it cool and wiped and that, see if it goes away with the tearing. Yeah, it burns sometimes. Not fun, but could be worse.
Oh, yeah, that's, it goes back to that. I forget how the expression exactly went. Well, being a plumber by training, and I ended up being a plumbing designer and project manager, but, yeah, it was, don't touch your face, you know, and it's hard. You know, you're sleeping, and you rub your eyes and get some of that goo on you, and, yeah, that's pretty tough. Joe, did you happen to catch that guy, Don's call? I got it wrong. I was trying to put him in my QIZ. What was his call? It's KF8FDS, back to you, Joe.
Well, KE4ZYQ, unfortunately, I did not write it down or memorize it. Since my eye was burning while everybody was talking earlier, I was trying to contend with my eye, trying to get it from stop burning and watering and be able to see without it really burning. So, I was doing that and didn't write down on my pad of paper here any call signs, so that's rare for me, but just happened the way it did. Roger.
KE4, ZYQ, Joe, my call sign is Whiskey, Bravo 8, Papa, Papa, Bravo, WD8, PCB, into with.
KF8FGS, thank you for sending that back. Like I was telling Joe there, Don, I was trying to get you logged in my QRZ, and I had it wrong. Thank you for coming back with it.
I went to MSU when I got out of high school and took an accounting class with Justin Morrow. And we have four boys in our family. I'm the oldest of four boys. And my father is a master electrician. And he was really happy when they built the Coronado. He worked he was an electrician, but he was working at GM on the Coronado at the time. And then, of course, when the Grand Am came out, Pontiac Grand Am came out with the quad 4 engine, he was pretty busy at the Pontiac plant at that time as well. So the four boys all had different occupations. Two of them worked for GM. Two of them did other things, but he started H&H Electric. And we started out doing fire repair. I know you said you were a plumber. We did fire repair. So we would go into a building that had burned, and man, if you've ever been in a building that has burned, the smells approach it. Can't get it out of your nose. Can't get it off your clothes. And we would put that house back together again in perfect condition. And, 25 years later, I don't know how we did it, but I'd work 8 hours a day in accounting, and then I wouldn't get home until 10 o'clock at night working on fire repair jobs. And I'll tell you, it was a lot of fun. Made a lot of money, and working with my brothers, we had a lot of fun doing it. So that's kind of my story. Back to Joe, KE4, ZYQ from WPATCD.
Yeah, KE4, ZYQ here, and I think that name was Don or Donald. I go by Joe, not Joseph, but I'm on QRZ also with my attic antenna that we're talking on right now. I'm in a HOA, so I can't put anything outside for the time being, so that's okay. I got something stealthy put up in the attic, and seems to get out where I'm located on one-story building with an attic above. And location-wise, there's not a lot of trees or forest or high buildings, so I can get out to, down across to Canada, to Windsor, Ontario, Canada, and somewhere in Detroit some, and then north to Avoca, and then out west I get out to, out towards area out east, or out west rather, I can't remember where it was. I'm still waking up and having odd hours due to sleepiness, so I'll throw it over to the other fellow, and Don's the first one that just gave it to me, so we'll throw it over to you and get your call sign down, written down finally from KE4ZYQ.
Yeah, this is David, KF8FGS. I'm one of the newer members over at the Public Service Corps. And I don't know, I heard you on the net last night there, Joe. And I say thank you, Don, for reiterating your call so I can get this right in the QRZ. Yeah, Joe, I was telling Don that my wife's been out of town all week. She went on a cruise with her sister, on the Bahamas somewhere, And so I've been remodeling the bathroom. I don't do a whole lot of plumbing work, mostly air conditioning repairs and stuff. So in my own house, I tore the bathroom apart, and I picked her up today at 5 o'clock. So I got to get that puppy done. I reglazed the tub. You know, we have a cast iron tub. It's original to the house, and I didn't want to tear that out because it's nice. So, new faucet, new walls, reglazed the tub, and I've not been getting a lot of sleep. KFA, we'll send it back to Don.
KFA-FGS from WBA-PTB. Well, I tell you what, I learned how to do all those things, plumbing, electrical, heating and cooling. At one time, my brothers and I, that's all we did was put furnaces in, and I learned it all. So now when something breaks in the house, my wife thinks it's got to be fixed, and it's got to be fixed right away. We have a hot tub in the master bathroom, and for some reason, the pump's not running. And when I built the house, I put a door access into the pump so I can replace the pump if I have to. The breaker's on. Now I've got to unscrew the GFI for the tub and make sure that that's got power, or maybe that GFI needs to be replaced. It's 30 years old, so got to get that hot tub working or she's going to start screaming at me. But then, of course, we got fire detector batteries going off. And one of the bad things is they're all wired together. And I think as I put batteries in each one, I think I'm going to make only the bedrooms wired together, and the ones in the hallway are going to be separate. So when they go off, they don't all go off at once. I think I'm going to change that. Learned how to do it all. And, of course, plumbing is so easy now with shark bite fittings. You don't even have to be an idiot, and you can put two pieces of pipe together with a shark bite connector as long as you've got a bank account with a lot of money in it. I know what you're talking about. I think you know what I'm talking about. Back to you, Joe. KE4ZYQ from WBA-PTB.
Yep, KE4ZYQ. Well, guys, I want to let you go and talk to you another time, and good talking. Hope you have a good day and good weekend. And I'll listen out and see what's new and exciting. Hope everyone does good, between radio or otherwise. And may things go well, whether it be the radio or the weather or whatever. Let time go by with some good connections, good rundowns. So good talking. But I'll let you go and recuperate from the morning here, getting up and waking up with decent health. So I'll take a break and just listen out. And you guys have a good day. From Kilo Echo 4, Zulu Yankee Quebec, 7-3 for now.
Yeah, 7-3, Joe. KE4, Zulu Yankee Quebec. Good hearing you this morning. Hopefully your eyes will feel better. There's nothing worse. And as Don can attest with his struggles. And Don, it's good to hear that you're bouncing back. That's good news. KFAFGS back to WDATPB.
Thank you, Dave. I'm feeling a lot stronger every day. Like I said, gallbladder surgery is on the 15th. So that's probably going to slow me down a little bit. But if it solves my nausea problem, then I'll be really happy. We're in the Central Michigan Amateur Radio Club in Lansing. And we got a couple guys talking about doing Parks on the Air for the first time. And I volunteered to supply the equipment, the generator, the table, a couple of chairs, and if it rains, I even have a little screened-in Tet Coleman tent-like thing that keeps dry. So we don't want to let weather keep us from doing our first Parks on the Air experiment. Between the two of us, we've never done it. So I sent him an email and told him that that I'd be glad to do it with him if he needed a logger and if he needed some equipment. He's got an NFED antenna, and I have the Wolf River Coils vertical antenna. So between the two, I'm hoping we can make a lot of contact. So we'll see how the weather holds up. I'm curious about you, Dave, if you've ever done Parks on the Air, what your favorite mode of operation is, and what your favorite radio is. I'm using a Yaesu FT897D. Kind of old, but new technology. KFAFGS from WBAP.
Yeah, there's a group in Utica, the Utica Shelby Emergency Communications Association, and I've been out with them on what they call a lark in the park. So they'll go to some place and cook up some hot dogs. But that was before I got my license, and I definitely want to do that sort of thing. You know, like I said, baby steps. I've had my license since early December. And as far as what rig, I got the Baofeng HT, you know, the UV5RM, and it's a dual band. And it does 8 watts, and with my shuttle-handled J-pole, I can hit, you know, all the repeaters around. So, enjoying that. I do have an N-Tone tri-band, the 578 B3+, B-I-I-I+, what all those iterations are. One of the guys at the Hazel Park Club has offered for me to bring it over with my laptop and just show me how to program it. He's got the same radio with the code plug, and so I'm excited about that. I plan to use that one. I had planned to use it as my base station. It's EMR as well as analog, and over at the guys at the Amateur Radio Public Service Corps they were asked by the county, Macomb County here, if we did EMR, because that's what they want us to use for our, you know, in our disaster aid and in our anything official with the county emergency services. So they're starting to they're talking about giving a class, you know, making sure everybody gets their. Make sure everybody gets their DMR. I guess there's a number that you need. I'm not real familiar with it. Like I said, I'm just back into it after, oh, 50-year hiatus here, I guess, is what it's been. I had GMRS, like I said, I've got as well, and I got that license. And I had a CD license back in the day, you know, back in the late 60s. So, you know, I've been around radio for a long time, and CB just got crazy stupid, and then the GMRS is okay, but it just doesn't have the reach that I wanted. So my wife overheard me talking with an uncle who lives in South Carolina, and he's ham, longtime ham, and, you know, his setup sounds like yours, you know, Zines and the J2 radios and all the different bits of equipment. Well, she heard me talking on the phone with him, and bless her heart, he ordered me that Anytone radio. I mean, and so then I figured right then, well, I got to get the ticket now. So I started studying, and I got that technician. I'm studying the general right now because, you know, I want to get into HF.
VHF, UHF, okay, local here, and with these repeaters, and I'm going to break for time. With the repeaters and whatnot, here we are, you know, we're talking. You're at least 2 hours away from me, you know, in traffic. I know the area over there. I had friends and family in St. John's, and, you know, I went to MSU. And so, yeah, definitely wanted to get into HF, and I even got the desire to get my code speed back up. I'd forgotten it all. And I was looking at these little devices to help you practice. So we'll see what happens with that, John. The KF8FCS affect you, WP8PPB.
Well, Dave, I kind of brush up on the code quite a bit. I don't really know why. There's a couple of guys in the club that's all they do is CW, and I can't keep up with them. They're 60 words a minute, you know, in their head, and that amazes me how they do that. But I do try to keep code fresh in my mind. It took me so long to learn it, so long to get my general. I was studying for my extra. There's a class online that I've taken a couple of times, and I had some health issues, so I never really finished the class, but they repeat it, every 3 months, so I may take it again. The only advantage to having your extra is you can get one by two call. If you want a W8MY call, you know, you can have that with an extra class license. The added space, I don't know. I don't know if that's worth it, really. I think it's really more of the 1x2 call, AB8, AY, whatever you want your call to be. Seems to be the driving factor and the prestige. When you come in with an AB8 call, everybody knows you have your extra. I took the test. I missed four more than I could miss. Probably if I'd have taken it again, I might have been able to pass it, but I was discouraged, and I didn't take it again. Maybe I will. Maybe I'll study it up again. And, you know, it's not studying, it's memorization. You don't care. The whole extra class license, the whole extra class license test is based on you building your own transmitter, which you're never going to do. So everything they're teaching you doesn't really mean anything because you're never going to use it. You just have to memorize it to pass the test. So that alone makes it kind of discouraging. Why am I learning all this when I'm never ever going to use it? Because I'm going to buy all my radios from Japan. So, kind of frustrating, but a lot of my friends are extras, and they haven't changed their call sign, so I don't know. Got to be a reason why they did it. But I am going to try to get some sleep, Dave. It was fantastic talking to you, and I think I'm going to send you a QSL card just to say that you have one. They're not fancy, they're very basic, but I think you'd appreciate receiving one. I've had a great time talking to you. If you're out here late at night again, I'll give you a shout out and see if you're out there. Great talking to you, and I had a good time tonight. Thank you. KF8FGS from WB8PPD. I'm going to say 7-3, and listen out, Dave.
W8CMN, repeat.
Well, yeah, it's good to have the QSO there. We burned up an hour. That was wonderful. I do appreciate you calling back. I'm sorry to hear that you're, you know, struggling to sleep, you know, but, you know, God bless our doctors, and, you know, God is the great physician. You know, I figure that God gave the doctors the knowledge. He allowed them to be able to learn that kind of stuff and the skills to do that. And with your upcoming surgery, you know, the prayer would be that it would be quick and easy. From what I understand, those are typically a laparoscopy, where they just, you know, you get, like my wife says, three little bullet holes in your abdomen. But we'll pray that that you'll be doing well. God bless you, and we'll talk again soon. This is KF8FGS, and we're finding good signal.
KF8FGS873WB8PDD. And I can use all the prayers that that I can get. We'll talk to you again soon, Dave. 73. WBA-TPP, sir.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
KE8OAX mobile.
KF8FGS, monitoring.
Connected to CMN network. You're connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Currently connected to CMN Network.
NHWRO, NHWRO, NHDZR.
Connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
NAWRO, Brian, are you over here on VHF?
Yes, Roger, I'm on VHF.
I got you now, I think, a little rough, but go ahead, try again.
Yeah, I'm in the mobile, and I was just wondering if you could give KCA-KJO a call on DMR, because I believe he went up north, and one of the guys seen a Johnson Controls truck on its side on I-75, so I just thought you could check on him.
Copy that. Will do forthwith. I understood he spent the night last night, so yeah, I'll give him a call, let you know. NAWRO, I'll be clear for now. Thanks, Brian.
NAWRO, clear.
Why you? Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, guys, just to let you guys know, Brian, I heard you mention Tom there. Before you give him a call, I did text him. He is okay. So just to let you guys know, but if you want to call him still, that's I'm sure that's fine, but just want to give you guys a heads up that he is all set. Back over to you guys.
Okay, thanks, Dave. I'm in the mobile. NETZR, Cliff.
Yeah, I also appreciate that, Dave. In the middle of something, so as long as he's safe and sound, then I'll do that another time. Thanks. NAWRO, I'll be clear as well.
Yep, not a problem, guys. Not a problem. You guys have a good day. I'm going to be out of the office here for a little bit. So anything, either hit my mobile or reach me on statewide one. KYN, you...
Copy your last, Dave. NAWRO, clear as well.
You're connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected, CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. You're connected to CMN Network. connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater.
This is NADGD, is the frequency music. Did I just double over somebody?
No, you're good. It's been quiet, and you're ready to go. This is AD8FK. You're a 59 triple plus on this repeater, Rafi, from AD8FK.
Thank you, Len. You're 59 triple plus to me also. Tom, E3FIO, how do you copy NHPGD?
NHPGD from E3FIO, I copy you at a solid 5.9, good audio copy, and I'm at 22 watts. Back to you, E3FIO.
Thanks, Tom. You're 5.9 triple plus to me. I'm at 10 watts. Mike, KFHEDD in Farmington, how do you copy NAPDD? Hey, Roddy, I copy you 12.9, and on the last repeater in Windsor, I'll just copy you 4.6 in Windsor and 12.9 and 65 watts here in the middle. Mike, I think I got everything you said, but you're kind of cutting out there, so I'm going to say 3.5 over, 9 triple plus to me. Matt, any chance you can repeat, reach this repeater, WSAU, how do you copy NAPDD? That's about what I figured. NHPDL, Chris, how do you copy NHPDD? Copy, make it out you at a 5.9. This is NACDL. Thanks, Chris. You're pretty clear most of the time, but again, it's chopped out for half a syllable here and there. Jim, WN8A, how do you copy NACDD?
Yeah, hi, Rafi. I got you 5x8. 5x8, but there is some... I'm sure it's the wind, the popping and the noise in the background and everything, but 5x8, WN8A.
Yes, Jim, thanks. You're a 5.9 triple plus here again with a little bit of crackling and dropping out. Vladimir, W8BTA, any copy, NHBGD?
NHB,
BGV, this is W8BTA. I copy you 5x7, 5x2, 5x9. The signal is extremely unstable. QSB, QSB, and QSB very deep. W8BTA, how copy?
Well, Vladimir, this is Eddie BGD. You're 5-9 triple plus to me. You sounded pretty good. We'll go on to you, Bob. We're in Troy, KE8LOL. How do you copy an 8-BGD? I don't hear anything from Barbara, so maybe it was a good idea that we did the simplex directions early. Dan, W8-TGV, how do you copy an 8-BGD? Yeah, Rafi, this is Whiskey Alpha 8, Papa Golf Victor. I read you 5-9 plus plus, solid signal, very, very little noise. Back to you, Whiskey Alpha 8, Papa Golf Victor. Van, same report, back to you with the extra plus. Moving down to Bob at Lincoln Park, K8HV, heavy copy, M8DDD.
W8CMN, repeater and gill.
Bob, I can't hear you at the repeater. I hear you a little, I think, on the input. We'll follow you at the next stop. Tom and Mavonia, KEHYVH, how do you copy NHDD?
Roger, getting you at a 5x7, 5x7.
Tom, you're a 5-9 triple plus to me. Sounds good. Let's see, Matt, VE3DW, Zuma Sound, how do you copy NHDD?
Hey, Rafi, 5-9, here in LaSalle, V3BUW.
Yep, you're 5-9, triple plus to me, you sound good, Matt. Now, Jill filled in the zero over there, so we're going to move on to Bill. 88WA, how do you copy NHPDD?
Hey, Rafi, I've got you at 5-9 plus at 25 watts, 88WA.
And Bill, you're 5-9 triple plus to me, sound good. Wade, NHCLH in Redford, how do you copy NHPDD?
I've got you 5-9, and I am running 50 watts.
Well, you're making it in fine, 5-9 triple plus to me. At this time, anybody else want to join the Wayne County repeater call, please call now. Alright, we're going to be moving on to 443.475 with a PL of 88.5. This time, thank you to WA8MAC for the use of the repeater. This is N8DBD of the QSY.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Connected to CMN Network.
Thank you.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Currently connected to CMN Network.